O risen Jesus, our Savior, Master, Friend, Lover, God with us, Lord of life, be near to us in this time. Give us a glimpse of you, risen in glory, and opening new life to all. Hold this world close, and draw us to the awe and hope and promise of new and everlasting life in you. Amen. Friends, Christ is risen. Christ is risen. I'm passing this on to you. It's true. It's the word of surprise and hope and the amazing, unexpected thing. The Lord is risen. This is said in hurried, energetic whispers and in hushed and urgent tones in rooms shut tight for fear among the first disciples. Words passed on from one to another, from house to house, in spots along the roadways. It is the third day, and Jesus, Emmanuel, is risen from the dead. These days, it's easy for us to get absorbed in the gloomy news as we all wait across the world to ride out this storm of this virus that is hitting like a plague. We wait and we stay apart so as not to spread the virus. And we learn new ways to pass the time as we hope and pray that the virus will steer clear of us, our loved ones, and our communities. And we pray for those wrestling with the disease, the people working in the front lines of healthcare, and the people who are contending personally with this terrible virus. Today, even apart from one another, cloistered as we are in our homes, much like those first followers and friends of Jesus were after Jesus was tried and crucified and buried, today, even huddling in care for one another and carrying on with life in a different way than we had ever expected, and wondering what the future will bring. Today, let the news of Jesus Christ's resurrection come to you. I have seen the Lord. Christ is risen. Whisper it to one another. Now, to someone in your home with you, say it, Christ is risen. Or to someone in an email, or text, or phone call, Hallelujah. I've seen the Lord. Alive. Let the word of hope come forth from your lips, and let the word of awe and love land on your ears and in your heart. Death with life contended, combat strangely ended, life's own champion, slain, yet lives to reign. So goes one of the lines of an ancient Latin hymn that is sung on Easters. I have seen the Lord. So comes the word from the women close to Jesus who stepped out from their shelters at daybreak to visit the tomb of their beloved teacher and healer and master and Lord, who was a friend like no other they had ever known. On behalf of all the others huddled, they went to the tomb to say prayers and remember and watch because they loved him. And Christ arose. The tomb shook. The stone rolled back. And Christ came forth, arising for all. I love the reading from Matthew for Easter. This earth-shaking account of the resurrection. This gospel offers us a glimpse of the moment of God's stirring power bursting from the tomb. In that moment of rising, guards who were only there to fulfill a duty of keeping guard and preventing mischief blacked out and fainted. They were taken down by the unexpected that they had not known, and then by fear. An unknown and unexpected fear of the living God. Now, the women were there at the same time, but they came drawn by their love for Jesus and for all that he had taught and given them and opened for them and for the whole world as they knew it. Their hearts were drawn to see the one they loved. And so the bright messenger of God told them not to fear. And then they're invited to come and see, and then to go and tell. Come and see, and then go and tell. So then on their way back to the others, still in a stir of confused mix of sorrow and joy and uncertainty and awe and hope, they are met by Jesus, and Jesus meets them and says, "Rejoice! Rejoice!" And then tells them, "Do not be afraid, and go and tell." Now, I also love the reading from John for Easter, for its tenderness. So here we get more inside the story of the experience inwardly for Mary. Mary is riddled with sorrow of her loss of Jesus and cannot really quite see what is in front of her. She does not really grasp what the bright messengers are saying, and she does not expect to see Jesus greeting her, and mistakes him for the gardener, and in her grief, panics and begs him to show where he has taken Jesus' body. And Jesus breaks through all of that that is binding Mary in grief and inner anguish by calling her name. Jesus names her, and she knows that deep experience of being known and loved by the one she has loved and lost. Jesus Christ, lover of her soul, is alive. Christ is risen. I have seen the Lord. In our Easter reading from the Epistle to the Colossians, we hear the great invitation to set our sights on things above. Set your sights, it says, on the things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Friends, this is a beautiful reading. We do not need to fear death. We have died already. In our baptism, we have given ourselves over. As we have followed Jesus on the way of love and life, we have died to sin and to the entrapments in the world and within ourselves. God has opened new life for us. We have already died, and our new life as children of God and our brothers as brothers and sisters in Christ, raised anew, is hidden and treasured and held in trust with Christ Jesus, the lover of all humankind and all creation. Fear is part of our natural earthly life. And yet Christ invites us across the threshold to more, to something that transforms our fear and wonder, fear into wonder, awe and amazement. Do not be afraid. Rejoice. Come and see. Go and tell. As that hymn, that ancient hymn, continues, "The tomb the living did enclose, I saw Christ's glory as he rose." The angel there attesting, shroud with grave clothes resting. "Christ, my hope has risen, he goes before you into Galilee." Oh, friends, come and see. I invite you to a holy and lively Easter season, even in this time of social distancing and of care for one another by keeping apart. I invite you to a holy and lively season. Today and each day for this week, read through the gospel accounts of Jesus' resurrection and his encounters with others. Read these alone and with each other. Look to the ending chapters of each gospel. Follow the readings that are accounted in our lectionary for each day. I'll send these out each day this week. Let the story sink in. Let it seep into your mind and heart, touch and awaken you anew. Let yourself come and see. Greet the dawn each day with hearts rising in awe and gratitude. Christ is arisen. And today, Today, and each day for this week, write a word of God's good news to someone you have not written to in a while. Really. Send a note. By mail, by email, by text. But take some time to communicate with someone who may be feeling this aloneness deeply. Or someone with whom you have not communicated for some time. Or with someone who you're close to, but you've never said this to. Reach out and tell someone the words of promise, of hope, of Christ's rising, and of the new life that opens up for all of us. Reach out and offer something of God's love and delight. This can even be in a time of sorrow or anxiety such as we face. I remember my grandmother, Munna, a survivor of the great flu epidemic of 1918 that also claimed her father. Such a tender and loving soul. After my mom, her eldest daughter, died of cancer, my grandmother was on the phone with her remaining living daughter, crying in that way that a reserved person cries, as she pleaded with her remaining living daughter to come once again to God's loving arms. Sorrow and hope and love and wonder do live together in the life of Christ, in the very heart of God. Today, Pope Francis called on all Christians and all people to be in prayer for those who are sick, or are dying, or have died, and for their families and friends and neighbors, and for all who care for those who are sick or dying. Francis also called on us to offer that hope and promise of Christ, the Lord of life, to all, and to share in loving care for all, no matter who we are. Go and tell. Yesterday afternoon, in anticipation of Easter, with my face mask on, I went down the hill from the cathedral and walked all around the Sacred Heart and St. Joseph hospitals and medical centers in Spokane, praying as I went for everyone in those buildings, and laying hands on the cement and brick corners of some of the buildings, praying for God's presence and healing balm and power. Along the way, I saw signs posted by another church, the Slavic Baptist Church in town, around the hospital, letting people know that they were praying for all healthcare workers. Go and tell. Go and proclaim the resurrection, however you can at this time. Spread the message of hope, redemption, ultimate healing, gift, victory. Begin with people in this community, this little community of faith of St. Luke's. But out in your communities, wherever you live, call someone today and say the great Easter greeting to each other. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Whisper it to one another. Say it in those hushed and urgent tones to one another, like the first disciples. Make it a game of telephone tag. Pass the message from one to another to another. Let the good word of Christ's rising, of God's triumph, trickle forth from you like living water as a people. And let your words, even in this time, be seasoned with the holy spark of Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia, I have seen the Lord. He will meet us in our rooms and houses, and once again in Galilee, or wherever we end up going forth after this time. Happy Easter, friends. Go forth in peace and love, and in trust in the power of the risen Christ. Amen.